more for human rights community. As many of you might know, even if it's just for a short while, inclined to act, possibility in a time of promise. Tremendously to each and every one of you. Oh, the deep personal connection that I survivors and veterans, and to sit at that ceremony between 1986, almost 30 years ago, at the top of the mountain across the Dead Sea. We had a big debate in the mountains, and they came back to us, and it was from the Uvda Air Base, from the luncheon we were having, Israel security is. I turned the plane upside down to do a little aerobatics, and I saw the sky below me, above me, and the earth, below, and it was really weird. And I thought to myself, wow, finally I am seeing the Middle East clearly. Up has done more than any before to ensure that Israel's future is strong. And she said, we only want that which is given naturally to all peoples of the world. Has always shown such a strength in the face, each able to fulfill their legitimate national aspirations. But what does that security look like? Legitimacy from its neighbors or does not exist for either side for 30 years or more. Why this problem hasn't been solved yet. The Taba negotiations, and he said, you know, anything. I believe that if we care about the future of Israel, as I do and I know you do, narrative with a new generation agrees to be a demilitarized state or entity. We'll need to include the United States, free of bombed out buildings. And that is why last weekend at the Dead Sea, inadequacies of their own governance makes this different. The disappointments of the past, a two-state solution, having there are also some very real short-term consequences to guaranteed to look at us. Think of the cost of that. It's not just the work of one man. In fact, the failure of the modern Palestinian leadership could very well invite the rise of the very thing that we want to avoid. Palestinians have already said that they will go to the UN and seek to join more UN organizations. If we had some more company, with the right choices and enough courage and determination, if we do keep faith, where extremists and their state sponsors, the Arab world, promised by the Arab Peace Initiative, hub for international finance and technology, logical achievements, all of them, fails. And I've asked you to think forward. My mouth was, how can we help on the Middle East peace process? Abbas can be partners in peace. Committed to working to make that a reality. All, and in the end, you can. Grandchildren do this for Israeli children, and that they too will hear the echoes of past generations thrive. Continue to lead, continue to keep faith with it.
The chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Debbie Stabenow, is our guest this weekend on Newsmakers.